Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
It's the story of the day, the Children's Hospital, the fact it's going to be delayed yet again. Initially the deadline was the 29th of this October, pushed back to February. You heard it mentioned in the news a few moments ago. It'll be at least August 2025 before any patients will be able to cross the threshold and actually enter the hospital. And that's before we talk about the fit out and the staff and even the budget. And I want to know, are you frustrated or how do you feel about the Children's Hospital and the delays? Bernard Mulvaney is with me on the line today. What's your reaction, Bernard?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. It's interesting, actually, because I'm standing just outside Temple Street Children's Hospital at the moment because we're waiting on a clinic.
Okay.
And I'm looking up at a window of a room. It's where I slept on the floor for months at a time over the last 14 years.
This is with your daughter, Sophia.
With my daughter, Sophia. Sophia. So Temple Street would be a big part of our lives, you know. Yeah. And I remember when Sophia was born, we were told, you know, it's going to be hard for the next few years, but, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel because within 5 or 6 years, we're going to have this new children's hospital. That was 14 years ago. And here I am, as I said, standing at Temple Street Children's Hospital. I'm looking, it's like a Duplo kids building with bits tacked on and attached here and there and everywhere. And the staff are inside, they're working so hard, they're trying their very best. And you have families in there just in the most horrendous of conditions due to the fact that they've got very unwell children, that they're trying as best they can. They're sharing rooms with four or five. And this hospital is supposed to be this lifeline for us, for our families, for our children. And once again, delay after delay after delay. It's just, at this stage, people are just so tired and fed up and upset. And they just, like, there seems to be no accountability. It just seems to be that it just seems to stretch out longer and longer and more money. The only people that seem to be benefiting are those who are building it, who are making so much money. And yeah, families are inside here sleeping on chairs a lot of the time. You'll see, especially with the younger children, you see a family member have to get into the bed beside them because they spend so long. Four families to a room. It's like a third world sort of a healthcare facility. And I mean, the staff are amazing.
But I really,
at this stage, like, we spend so much time in here. It's so hard and it's so difficult. And this hospital, you know, of course, people weren't happy where it's going and it's in the wrong place and all this, that, and the other. We don't care at this stage. We just want it built. We want families to be able to access their healthcare for their child with dignity, to be able to go in and just meet people and just have the proper equipment and facilities available and no more of this. It's just so hard, so difficult, so much stress and pressure on top of the fact that your child is unwell and you're having to go into the hospital anyway. And I mean, there seems to be no accountability. There seems to be no voices of parents included in this horrendously stressful situation. And, like, I mean, at what stage, like, what's enough? I don't know. We've got children with the most complex needs who are in here for extended periods of time. Some of them, like, are in here for, at times, it could be up to a year. And the pressure, the stress that's put on families, put on parents, is just huge. And this hospital is supposed to take that all away. We were told it was going to be, I mean, I'm listening to this now, as I said, for 14 years,
It was due to be complete, to my mind, in 2015.
Yeah, but there you have it. See, that's what I'm saying. We were told,
initially,
I'll never forget, it was two amazing critical care senior staff nurses, and they were just, and we'll always remember them, they were just fantastic. And when Sophia was initially brought to Temple Street, we had to share a critical care unit with six other families in a room. The only thing you had to separate was a curtain. So you were going through the most amazing time of your life. It was supposed to be with the emotions, though, that were added to your child not being well. And everybody was trying their very best to comfort each other. Now, we were being told at the time that, you know, this is just a snapshot. It's not going to be like this. It's going to be, it'll be changed. It'll be all different. In 4 or 5 years' time, we'll have this new hospital. We're still here. I'm standing outside looking in at it. I see the same staff members downstairs who are working so hard to try and comfort so many families. And now we hear it's going to be another, it's looking like another year.
Well, there was talk this morning, all right, you know, before the PSC, that the build wouldn't be complete until February 2025. And there was mention there in the clip that was played from officials before the Public Accounts Committee earlier this morning that it could be August 2025. Now, it'll probably take the guts of about 6 months to, you know, fit it out and get it right and staff changed over and health and safety and the whole lot ready. But it's hard to see before the summer of next year, Bernard.
And even if that, when it does change over, it'll be a transition. So you're looking at about 6 months to 7 months for people to transition over to the new hospital. And it'll be a phased, a transition whereby different levels of children will be brought in who have, some have more complex needs that have to be addressed quicker. And also you're waiting for theatres to come online and the equipment to be brought up to speed. And it's just, like, I'm not telling you a word of a lie. I was talking to a healthcare professional just 10 minutes ago, and they said to me, will this be open then? What, you know, and I said, like, what do you think? And they said, well, you know, come on, let's be honest. Can we see it? Actually, you know, that's the date we're given now. But in another couple of months, will it be another 6 months? And yet, I don't know, is anyone been held accountable for this? Like, is there anyone been brought in to say why to face up to the fact that this is going to be the most expensive hospital on the planet? It's, you know, irrespective of where it is now, I'm not even going to get into that, but you know, the only people that seem to be benefiting from this are those who are building it. We've got children just waiting on lists galore. We have children waiting for really, really important surgeries when it comes to scoliosis and everything, and they're all on a holding list. And yes, we're inside in a hospital that's crumbling, that's not fit for purpose, and they're trying their very best. The staff are working so hard to do their very best by our children. And yet, all we keep hearing is delay after delay after delay. And it's so very difficult. I'm not going to tell you where to lie now. And I wish people, I know you have to be in the situation to understand it, but it is so very
I can't imagine, Bernard. And you know, I don't want to take away from anything you've said, because I can hear the sheer frustration in your voice in talking about, you know, the 14 years that you're basically there and in and out of Temple Street and other children's hospitals in Dublin with your daughter Sophia since basically she was born, you know, over the past 14 years, and the toll that has taken on you and the family and Sophia as well. Like, just for a moment, because I want to just try to look at, I suppose, at the positive of this, and I understand completely the anger and frustration of you and others and the public about the time and the delay and the cost of this as well. We haven't mentioned that. Like, it's currently at about 2.2 billion. When it's built, right, just for a moment, like these 6,100 rooms, and, you know, 380 of them are going to be individual ensuite inpatient beds. There's going to be 53 family accommodation units, outdoor spaces and gardens, 22 operating theatres. Like, if somebody that spent so much of your life in and out of hospitals, will all of that be worth it, Bernard?
I tell you, we can't wait to see the hospital. It'll be huge for families like my own to have that, I hate using the comfort, if there is, because there's going to be a certain level of comfort within it. You're going to have the very best of everything, which every parent wants for their child.
State of the art, yeah.
And also for the staff, I mean, you should see the conditions they have to work in, and they work so hard, and they're excited for this new hospital. And so on that level alone, I think we're going to have a fantastic, we're going to have the fantastic facility. We're going to have, it'll be state of the art. It will be the very best for the staff, for the patients. But I mean, we just need it. We need it now. That's the one thing. If you ask any member of staff, irrespective of all the ongoing issues that were around where it was or how it was placed
parking,
and what was done, they will say to you, we just want to get into it.
Get
now.
It done. Get
just
the over the line. Get the ribbon
done.
Cut.
Yeah. Get it done. Okay. Get it open. And let us get in there so that we can start to care for the children of this country. And that's what we really need.
Okay. Let me bring in Yvonne, Bernard, for a moment. Just hang with us if you can. Yvonne is on the line in Leitrim. You've been listening to the news. Sure, it's leading the bulletins, Yvonne, all day, and there'll be plenty of analysis and political reaction to this. But what's your reaction?
Well, the reason I actually texted in earlier, Andrea, was because of a comment Shane made this morning when he was Shane Coleman made, and he said lots of people complain about the location, but I think it's the perfect location. And I just thought to myself, like, this is the National Children's Hospital, not the Dublin Children's Hospital. And you have people travelling from all over the country. Like, I'm in Leitrim, you've got kids coming from Cork, from Kerry. You know yourself, Andrea, how long it takes to get from Donegal to Dublin. And I know we can't change that now, but at the minute, we're patients of Crumlin. And I leave 4 hours before our appointment to do 145 kilometres because I know if I don't, I'm going to hit traffic. It's going to take me 45 minutes for an hour to get into the car park and then get the child settled before we get into our appointment. So that's how long I have to leave. And I dread the day that I have to go into James's Street because there's not enough parking. Anybody who thinks that they're going to put a sick child on public transport is crazy and has never been in the position. Like, you might put a child going for a routine blood test on a Lewis, but you're not going to put an immunocompromised child.
Or staff,
child,
you know,
less than half the parking spaces, or about half the parking spaces are for parents. And there's just not going to be enough. And I don't even know what time I'll have to leave to get to an appointment.
And you're travelling from Leitrim, Yvonne.
It's 145 kilometres. But I know there's nothing that can be done about that now. But I just think, it's to do with the planning of it. And from the start, it was a disaster. Yeah. And it'll be great to have like the Centre of Excellence and to have all the staff there. But I don't expect to see it in the next year. Definitely not.
Can you tell me a little bit about your child, Yvonne? You mentioned you're in and out of Crumlin.
Yeah, so my son is in remission from leukaemia and he was diagnosed in 2020. So we relapsed in 2022. So we are in and out since then and we still have regular appointments. We're there next week. He's 5 now. Doing very well. But he will be a patient until he's 18 and then he'll go to adult services. We have had periods where he's been severely immunocompromised, where he's been ill, where he's been nauseous, going in for general anaesthetic, lumbar punctures. You're not going to put a child like that onto a train or a bus.
He's not getting the Lewis, you know.
Get into a car, as close as possible. And that's not even with mobility issues. Like, a lot of the time, we would have used a buggy for him, even though he was too big for it. But, I can't imagine if you had a child who was a wheelchair user or something, and you're trying to get there in rush hour traffic on packed Lewis or a packed bus. You're not going to do it. You need to be able to get there in your car.
And be guaranteed a parking space, you know, and the fact that it's about a hospital of about 1,000 parking spaces. I think it's just over 670 of those are dedicated solely
for parents,
for families. Yeah. Your son is 5. Yeah, Vaughan, I'm sure you are just you're hoping your son is going to get some benefit out of the children's hospital when it is.
Yeah, like your previous caller, Bernard, we would have, when we went in first in 2020, there would have been talk about it, but I haven't heard a word in a long time in the hospital about it, about when it's coming online or when they expect to be there. Back in 2020, there would have been a bit of a buzz about it, but not anymore.
It's not even part of the general chit-chat now in the hospital, is it not? It's not,
mentioned in
there you go.
Years.
What about you, Fiona? You've been listening to the news as well today, are you? How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm totally in agreement with a lot of what Yvonne and Bernard have said. My daughter Anna was born in 2019 and I thought that in no time at all after she was discharged after 4 months in Crumlin, that we'd soon see this new children's hospital up and running and have to get used to going to Dublin 8 instead of Dublin 10. And I had my concerns, just like Yvonne and Bernard, about the traffic and how they were going to staff it and all of that. And those concerns have been just highlighted and exacerbated again because of the delays. I mean, they're talking about August 2025, just as it's coming into winter and there's probably going to be RSV on the rise and other respiratory diseases. So it's far from the ideal time to be expecting staff to transition into a new building and expose patients to all of those bugs and things that go around in hospitals. My daughter goes up every 6 months for checkups, and like Yvonne, I'm coming from Roscommon. I'm leaving 3 to 4 hours as well for allowing for parking and stopping for food and trying to get through traffic. And I can't imagine it'll be any better. Today I was supposed to actually be one of the parents visiting the hospital on one of the tours that they're organising, and I was really looking forward to it. But when I heard how long it took for other parents that I know to get out of it the previous week, I had to pull out because I couldn't countenance taking 4 hours to come home. And you know,
sure, it's a full day for you, Fiona, if you're going to Roscommon.
Oh, it's a full day and night. Yeah. Sometimes you have to leave us at the crack of dawn if you have a morning appointment. Yeah. I've left the house at 5 a.m. lots of times. And, you know, I know it sounds like a rather small complaint in the face of your child having a life-threatening illness or heart disease or cancer or scoliosis, but these practical things have a huge impact on families, and to hear it's all been delayed again is just very, very disappointing. And I really, really feel for families who are facing time-sensitive surgeries where their child is in heart failure, or they're facing time-sensitive treatment for cancer or for scoliosis. Those families and the long-stay families are the ones that I'm really feeling for today when I hear this news.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know, there's so much reaction to this, and I've been listening to it, sure, between breakfast and past and political reaction, but like, just listening to your story, Fiona and Yvonne and Bernard there, like, you really look at this through an entirely different lens. Like, ultimately, sure, if anybody's ever held, you know, accountable, or there's questions asked over timelines, does it matter really in the grand scheme of things? And, you know, when you listen to your story and Yvonne and Bernard today, it's just...
It seems like nobody's ever accountable in this country for the delays and, you know, the setbacks and the extra cost to the taxpayer. It's absolutely scandalous that BAM are allowed to just increase their costs constantly. And even though, like you and I, if we were set a job to do and paid a certain wage, we wouldn't be coming back asking for a doubling of that wage or telling them that actually now we can't do that job. We're going to need another decade to do it.
I know, Asher, I know between, and I know between, you know, everything, like, it's, I know, look, if BAM were here, they'll say, like, obviously the costs of building, inflation, everything, staff, the whole lot, it's all increased, I suppose, since this project was started. And I have no doubt that has added to all of this as well. John is with us. John, how are you? Have I got John? No, John's not there. John's gone. The Children's Hospital in Dublin was going to be the doubling. The trouble, built in the wrong place, no parking space, and the time of the building was always going to double. Apologies, according to Mike in Limerick. I was in Calgary in Canada last month. I was reading about the hospital that they built there. It took 2 years. It cost 300 million Canadian dollars. It was a very simple build. It's a simple building. I've worked on the Children's Hospital. It was a total mess. It's too top heavy, according to this texter. Another listener says, how is anybody going to get to this new hospital in South Circular Road, look alone at the gridlock on the South Circular Road? And how will an ambulance sit behind Dublin bus, etc., when you've now got no lane to overtake? I think the whole thing is going to cost lives, says this listener. Keep them coming into us. We're talking about the Children's Hospital, the delays today, the further delay, I should say. I mean, August 2025 was the date roughly mentioned at the PAC meeting this afternoon, or earlier this morning. 087 1400 106 is the number. That's Fiona, Yvonne and Bernard with us there. Just some of the listeners getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.